Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Chof Gimel. The Mishnah said on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph that on a regular Monday, Thursday, Shabbos by Mincha, we have three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodeshim and on Cholei Shalmayed, we have four aliyahs. On Yom Tif we have five, on Yom Kippur six, and on Shabbos there's seven. And the Gemara explained on Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis that Nekait Haiklala Biyadcha called the Tfele Milsa Mechavrei Tafile Gavre Yaseira. That the klal is that any day that has something more than the other day, you have one extra person. Hilkach Reish Chodesh Umayadika Karben Musaf Karen Arba. On Reish Chodesh and Cholamayed where there's a Karben Musaf, so we have four aliyahs. B'yamtif to aser basiyas malacha chamisha, and yamtif when it's aser to do malacha, there's five. B'yayim akipurim to anush kar is shisha, and Shabbos to ika iser skila is shiva. So that's how the Tan of the Mishnah holds. But the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph brings that Rabbi Akiva Shita is that on yamtif there's five aliyas, and Yom Kippur there's seven, and on Shabbos there's six. And the question is, what's the Hesber in Shitas Rabbi Akiva? How come he holds that Yom Kippur is more than Shabbos? The Turei Avin explains that Rabbi Akiva holds that since on Yom Kippur there's a Tfilas Nila, so that's what makes Yom Kippur more than Shabbos. The Rashash is Maisif Beer, that Rabbi Akiva does not differentiate between Karis and Skila. Since by both of them the person dies, whether it's Bidei Shamayim or Bidei Adam, that Rabbi Akiva is not Mechalik. And on top of that, Yom Kippur also has Ne'ila. So therefore, Yom Kippur is considered a step up, and therefore it has seven. So Yom Tif is Aser Basiyas Malacha, there's five. Shabbos has six because it has Skila. Yom Kippur is considered equal to Shabbos because it has Karis, where the person also dies early before 60. And then Yom Kippur has seven because in addition to that, there's also Tfilas Ne'ila. Now, the Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph said that B'sheni v'chamishi and B'shabbos b'mincha is kairin shleisha, ein peichsin mehen v'ein meisifin aleihen. That on Mondays, Thursday, Shabbos, and mincha, there's three aliyahs. We can't do less nor more than the three aliyahs. The same thing on Rosh Chodeshim and Chodesh Shalmayed is four aliyahs. Ein peichsin mehen v'ein meisifin aleihen. You can't do less, you can't do more. But then the Mishnah says that b'yom tev chamisha, so Rashi Shita is that the reason why on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by Mincha, and Rosh Chodeshim and Chodesh Shalmayed, we don't add more, is because since these are days that you could do work, even on Rosh Chodeshim and Chodesh Shalmayed, it's not totally aser basiyas malacha, so therefore we don't add more than the three or four aliyahs. But on Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, where there's no bittul malacha going on, because it's aser basiyas malacha, so then you're allowed to add. However, the Ran on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis Medapei Harif brings that Acherim explain the Mishnah not like Rashi, that even though when the Mishnah says Ein Peichsin Mehen, it's going on all three, it's going on Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, but when the Mishnah says Avol Meisifin Alein, it's only going on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Why? In order not to equate them to Shabbos, which is greater than them. Only on Shabbos, which has the maximum amount of aliyahs, there's no day that's greater than it, that has a bigger amount of aliyahs, so then you're allowed to add. So Rashi's learning that the Yisoid of Ein Meisifin Alein in the Mishnah is because these are days of Bittul Malacha. So then you can't add to the three of weekdays, the four of Cholamayid, but the days that have no Isra Asiyas Malacha, so then you're allowed to add. The Ran is learning the Yisoid of Ein Meisifin is because since each category has its amount of aliyahs, if you're going to add more to each category, then you are equating them to the category above them. So that's why the only one that has the din of Meisifin Aleihen is only Shabbos, which has the maximum amount of aliyahs. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Mishnayis asked the Tzarech Iyun on this Shita of the Ran B'Shem Acherim. Because by us, over here on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, Rabbi Akiva Eimer, B'yamtiv Chamisha, V'yemakipurim shiva u'beshabes shisha ein peichsim mehen avo meisifin aleihen. The order that Rabbi Akiva says is that on Yom Tov there's 5, on Yom Kippur there's 7, and on Shabbos there's 6. You can't do less than them, but you could add to them. Over here, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, you can't say that the Avo Meisifan Alein is going back on Yom Kippur. It has to at least be going back on the last thing that it said. And the last thing was that B'Shabbos Shisha. So you see that even when it's not the maximum amount of aliyahs possible, you're still allowed to add. So it's a proof to Rashi Shita that the yesod of Ein Meisifan Alein by the earlier parts of the Mishnah, by Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, and Rosh Chodeshim, and Chodesh Shalmayid, is only because there's no Bittul Malacha going on. But according to the Shita of the Ran Meshem Acherim, that the Yisoid HaDin of Ein Meisifin is in order not to equate the lower category with the category above it. So then, how do you learn over here? How come by Shabbos, which only has 6 aliyahs, it says, Avo Meisifin Aleihen? In the Mishnah, it's very good, because the last thing that the Mishnah mentioned was B'Shabbos Shiva. So then you can say that Avo Meisifin Aleihen is going on the last thing. But by us, you can't say that the Avo Meisifin Aleihen is going back on Yom Kippur Shiva, which is not the last thing mentioned. Because after Yom HaKippurim Shiva, it says B'Shabbos Shisha. The Sefer Tehila Liyayna points out that the Ritva's Girsa by us is Rabbi Akiva Eimer B'Yom Tov Chamisha, B'Shabbos Shisha, V'Yom HaKippurim Shiva, Ein Peichsim Mehen, Avo Meisifin Aleihem. So the Ritva is Taka Geiris, V'Yom HaKippurim Shiva last. So it would seem that the Ran B'Shem Acherim was Geiris like the Ritva's Girsa, and therefore it's possible to say that the Avo Meisifin Aleihem is going back only on Yom HaKippurim Shiva. Next Ha'ara. The Gemara brings down a Braisa that says that B'Yom Tov Ma'achrin Lavai U'Mimarin Latzeis. On Yom Tov, we come to shul late, and we leave shul early. Rashi explains that since we have to be Tereach in the Sudas Yom Tov, so therefore we come to shul late, and we leave shul early because of Simchas Yom Tov. The Yavitz points out that even though it's not the men's job to prepare the Suda, that's the women's job, but the men have to help out by watching the kids while the wives are busy preparing the Suda, plus they help out their wives in the preparation of the Suda. So therefore, the men go to shul later because of the Suda having to be prepared. The Pri Chadosh in Simen Pei Tes at the end of Siv Vav is Ma'orer, that the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yudal Amud Aleph that also lases chafotzov kaidim sheyisbalo. It's also for a person to do his needs before he davens. And yet over here it says that we're allowed to be tereach in the Sudas Yom Tov before davening. So the Pri Chadosh says that it's only chafotzov that's aser. V'loy cheftzei shomayim. It's only a person's personal needs that he can't do before he davens. But if it's cheftzei shomayim, if it's for a tzairich mitzvah, that he's allowed to do before davening. So the Pri Chadosh says that from here we have a smach to this, that some people are noyig to buy tzarchei Shabbos in the morning before davening. Says the Pri Chadosh that there's a makar from this braisa. Lehalacha, the Mishnah Brura paskins in Simen Reish Nun Sif Katan Aleph, that if there's places that sell things in the morning before davening, and he won't be able to buy after davening, then he should go buy, and then afterwards daven, just he should make sure to say Kriyat Shema first, since the Zman already came. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is because since it's Cheftzei Shamayim, so that's why it's Mutter. So you see from the Mishnah Berurah that even when it's Cheftzei Shamayim, we still only allow you to go buy before davening if you will not be able to buy after davening. But in a case where you'll be able to buy after davening just as easily as before, then you should daven first. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Pshat and our Gemara would have to be that since there was a need for them to be able to have their Simchas Yom Tov right away after davening, so there was a tzairich for them to be able to be tereach in their Sudas Yom Tov before davening, so that's why it was allowed, because it was Cheftzei Shamayim and there was no other time to do it. Next Inyan. The Gemara brings up Raisa that Tanu Rabbanon HaKol Oilin Leminyan Shiva Vafilu Katan Vafilu Isha. Everyone can be counted in for the amount of the 7 kruim, even a katan or a woman. Avol amru chachamim isha leitikra b'atayra mepnei kavei tzibur. But the chachamim said that a woman should not lean from the Torah because of kavei tzibur. The braisa started off that everybody could be oyla l'minyan shiva. Everyone could get an aliyah, even a woman. And then it says, but the chacham said isha leitikra b'atayra. A woman should not lean from the Torah. Are we talking about getting an aliyah, or are we talking about leaning from the Torah? The answer is pashut, that it's all one and the same, because the original way Kriyas HaTorah worked was that the Oyla himself used to lean from the Torah. Like Taisa says on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that it was only a later takana that they instituted in order not to be mevayish people that didn't know how to lean, so they instituted the inyan of a Balkeire. But originally, the Oyla himself would lean. That's why the Braisa, when it talks about a woman getting an aliyah, it calls her a kairei batayra, since the oyla would lean from the Torah. Now, it's interesting to note that the only reason why the Braisa says that the woman should not lean from the Torah is only because of kavod hatzibur. What happened to kol beisha erva? The Kafachaim in Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes, Sifkat Yud Gimel, says that kol beisha erva is only when it's a shir, only when it's a song. And over here, it's not a song. You see from the Kafachaim that although when you lain there's trup, there are different notes, but still that's just called an eifen hakriya. That's the way you read the Torah. That's not considered a shir, it's not a song, and therefore there would be no issue of kol beisha erva, and it's only because of kavod hatzibur. Another issue that's raised over here is that how could a katan or a woman get an aliyah and lain from the Torah? What happened to the klal of kol she'enay mechuyev bedavar einay moitzi yeser rabbi midei chayvasan? The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amud Aleph that a cheres shayte v'katan cannot blow shayfer for other people because kol she'enay mechuyev bedavar einay moitzi yeser rabbi midei chayvasan. Also, the Mishnah earlier on Yotes Amud Beis says that a kol k'sher in likrish tesa megillah chutz mecheres shayte v'katan, a cheres shayte v'katan cannot lay in the megillah. If you're not mechuyev in something, you can't be meitzi acherim. So how could an isha and a katan be oyle leminyan shiva and lain from the Torah? So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Pei Beis Sivkat and Vav proves from here that women are mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah, even though they're pater from Talmud Torah. But in Kriyas HaTorah they're mechuyev, just like by Hakel it says Hakel asam ho anoshim ba anoshim ba taf. Ladies were mechuyev in Hakel, so ladies are chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham doesn't say clearly what about katan. The Braisa says katan as well. Maybe he means that just like by Hakel, it says even the taf were chayiv, so maybe ketanim are chayiv and kriyas HaTorah as well. It's not clear in the Magen Avraham. But that much the Magen Avraham says clearly that ladies are chayiv and kriyas HaTorah, because otherwise, how could they be moitzi sarabim midei chayvasan? And he brings that it says in Masechet Seferim like that. In Perek Yud Tes, it says, Hanoshim chayoveis lishmoya kriya sefer ka'anoshim. U'mitzvah litargim lohem shayovinu. It's a mitzvah to translate it for them so that they should understand. So in Masechet Seferim, it says, ladies are chayiv and kriya satayra. However, the Magen Avraham ends off, v'kan noagu hanoshim lotzei schutza. But over here, the minig is that the ladies go out by kriya satayra. And as we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Chav Beis, that the Birkei Yosef and Siman Reish Pei Beis have cotton Zion, brings a raya to the Magen Avraham from the fact that the Gemara says that on Reish Chodesh, the reason why there's four aliyahs is because there's no bitul malacha la'am. And Rashi explains, she'ein anoshim oiseis malacha behen, because they got this yamtif for the fact that they didn't give away their nose rings by the egel. So the Birkei Yosef says, where do nashim come into the picture over here? What do Nashim have to do with Kriyas HaTorah? But according to the Magen Avraham, it's very good, because since ladies are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, and ladies don't have bitul malacha on Reish Chodesh, so therefore there's four aliyahs. But as we mentioned, the Turei Evan on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis says for a davar pashit that ladies are potter from Kriyas HaTorah, they're potter from Talmud Torah. So according to the Turei Evan, we're back to the question, how could an Isha or a Katan be Ayla Laminyan Zion, and how could they lean from the Torah? What happened to Kol She'enay Mechuyev Bedavar Einay Meitzei Sarabi Midei Chayvasa? The Sefer Iturei Megillah wants to explain this with a Rimi Lunil on Daf Chavdal Ramad Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that Katan Kairei Bat Torah. A katan is allowed to learn from the Torah. Says the Rimi Lunil, Lefi shekriyas ha-Torah eina elo lehashmiya litzibur. Umali bein hashmas gadoy lekatan. Because kriyas ha-Torah, the whole idea is just to let the tzibur hear. So what's the difference if a gadol or a katan are doing that? The Bach, at the end of Siman Tofresh Pehei, also says the same thing. Demai nafgamina, ba'oilo l'sefer Torah hu gadol lekatan. Iker hachiyuv hu sheyishmu lekriyas ha-Torah mehakoyre mitoch sefer Torah. What's the difference if the oila is a gadol or a katan, says the Bach? The Iker chiyuv is just to hear the kriyas ha-Torah from the one who's learning it from a sefer Torah. So what they mean is, says the Iturei Megillah, that kriyas ha-Torah is a chiyuv shmiya. It's not a chiyuv kriya. It's just that you have to hear kriyas ha-Torah. It's not like Megillah, where it's a chiyuv to learn the Megillah. Where it's a chiyuv kriya, so then the only way you could be yaitz is with the din of shemea ka'ina, that the balkeire, the one who's learning, has to be maitzi you in the kriya. So then he has to be a mechuyev v'davar. Kol she'enai mechuyev v'davar, enai maitzi yaser rabim yedei chayvasan. But by kriyas ha-Torah, there's no chiyuv on each individual to learn from the Torah. The chiyuv is to hear the words of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want there to be 3 days without Torah learning, like the Gemara explains in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. So he made a takana that on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday, there should be Kriyas HaTorah, so that everybody should hear Divrei Torah. And there shouldn't be 3 days without hearing Divrei Torah. So it's not a Chiyuv Kriya, it's a Chiyuv Shmiya. So then what's the difference who the Balkeire is? His Kriya is just a Hechitimtza to create this coil of Divrei Torah, so that everybody should be able to hear Divrei Torah, so that there should be a public Talmud Torah. Hearing Divrei Torah is considered Talmud Torah. Even hearer, even thinking Divrei Torah is considered Talmud Torah, like the Goin says in Eir HaChaim at the beginning of Siman Mem Zayin. And it's also meduyuk like this in the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Yud Beis Mehilchas Tefillah Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu tiken lehem li Yisrael shiyu koren b'Torah barabim b'Shabbos uvasheni uvachamishi b'Shachris kidei shelo yishu shloisha yomim b'loi shmias Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin for Klal Yisrael that they should learn from the Torah barabim on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday in the morning in order that they should not go 3 days without hearing Torah. So the Rambam says that the din is to hear the Torah. It's not a din that each yachid has to learn the Torah. So therefore, since it's just a din of Shmias HaTorah, so therefore, like the Rimi Lunil and the Bach are telling us, what's the difference if it's a gadol or a katan? The Balkeire is just a hechitimtza to create the sound of the Divrei Torah, so that everybody now can hear it. So since they're not being mitzi anybody in a din kriya, with Shemea Ka'ina on that, you don't say, Kol she'enei mechuyim v'davar, enei mitzi s'rabim v'dei chayvason, because they're not being mitzi anybody. The Shemim are doing it themselves with their own hearing. But the problem is that by Shofar it says that Acher Shaita v'katan, ein mitzi s'rabim v'dei chayvason, that Acher Shaita v'katan cannot be the Baal Tekeya. And over there also by Shofar, the mitzvah is the Shmiya, the Rishonim say. Like we say, L'shmoya kol Shofar. Like the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Mehilchas Shofar Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Shmoya Truas HaShofar Bereish Hashanah. The mitzvah is to hear the Shofar. So over there also, L'Chaira, why can't Acher Shaita V'Katan blow the Shofar if the mitzvah is just the Shmiya? So then the Baal Tekeya is just a Hechitimsa to create the Koil. So the Baal Tekeya is not being Maitzi, the Shaimim, in the Tkiya. He's just creating a koil, and the shaimim are doing the mitzvah themselves by hearing it. And yet it still says that a cheir shaita v'katan cannot blow the shofar. So what's the chilik between shofar and kriyas ha-Torah? The answer is, says the Iturei Megillah, that the Sfas Emes tells us in Reish Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that even though the mitzvah of shofar is to hear the shofar, but the mitzvah is that you have to hear a tkiyah de mitzvah. You have to hear a blowing, which is a blowing of a mitzvah. So if a cheir shaita v'katan are the ones blowing the shofar, since they're not mechuyev b'davar, so their tkiyah is not a tkiyah de mitzvah. So it's like a tkiyah of chatzaitzris. It's not a tkiyah shofar. Tkiyah shofar means a tkiyah shofar de mitzvah. Mashenken by Kriyas HaTorah, all we're looking for is that there should be a public Talmud Torah. So as long as there's a Shmiah of Divrei Torah, so the Rabbim learn Torah. So what's the difference if a Katan was the one who said the Divrei Torah, who was Mashmiah the Divrei Torah? Torah is Torah. Even if it's coming from the mouth of a Katan, it's still Divrei Torah that the public, that the Rabbim are hearing. So that's a kiyum of the takana of Kriyas HaTorah, which was that the Rabbim shouldn't go 3 days without hearing Divrei Torah. To summarize, the Braisa says that HaKoil Oilin L'minyan Shiva, Vafilu Katan, Vafilu Isha, even a Katan or a woman can be from the Shiva Kruim. And the question is, what happened to the klal of Kol She'ena Mechuyi V'davar, Einei Maitzis HaRabim Dechayvasa, and how could they get an aliyah and lane from the Torah? But if you're not mechuyev in something, you can't be meitzi the rabbi midei chayvasa. And so the Magen Avraham brings a raya from here that a woman is chayev in Kriyas HaTorah, just like by Hakel. And he doesn't discuss katan, but maybe he means a katan as well. Just like by Hakel, it says, Hakel esom ha'anoshim ba'anoshim ba'ataf, that the taf were also chayev to come to Hakel. However, the Turei Evin says that ladies are definitely potter from Kriyas HaTorah because they're potter from Talmud Torah. So how do we explain how a katan or a isha could be from the Shiva Kruim and lane from the Torah? So the Turei Megillah explains with the Rimi Lunil and the Bach and the Rambam that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is not a chiyuv kriya. It's a chiyuv shmiya. It's a chiyuv to hear the Divrei Torah. The Baal Kaira is just a hechitimso to create the koil of the Divrei Torah, and everybody is doing the mitzvah themselves by hearing the Divrei Torah. No one's being maitzi them. The only time we say Kol She'ena Mechuyev Davrei Nei Maitzi Sarabim Midei Chayvasa is where one person has to be Maitzi somebody else. For example, by Megillah, where there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, each Yachid has to lane the Megillah. So the Baal Kaira is being Maitzi them in the Kriyas Megillah with the din of Shemeya Ka'ina. So how could he be Maitzi the other person if he's not a Mechuyev Davar? Even by Shofar, where it says Acher Shaita V'Katan cannot be Maitzi the Rabbim in the Tkiyah, and by Shofar, we know the mitzvah is the Shmiel, like the Rambam says, and the Nusach HaBrocha is the Shmaya Kol Shofar. But even over there, the Sfasemis explains that the din is that you have to hear a Kol Shofar de mitzvah. So the Baal Tekeya has to be a Mechuyev Davar so that the Kol Shofar that he created is a Kol Shofar of a mitzvah. But by Kriyas HaTorah, the din is just to hear Divrei Torah. So even a Katan or a Isha that are not Mechuyiv in Talmud Torah, are not Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaTorah, but since their Kriya is just a Hechitimtza to create the Koil of the Divrei Torah, and everybody is doing the mitzvah by themselves by hearing the Divrei Torah, so then there's no problem that the one who's laning is an Einai Mechuyiv B'davar. May inyan le inyan ba oisai inyan. The Mechaber paskins in Erechaim Simen Reish Pei Beis, Sif Gimel, that hakol oilim le minyan zayin, afilu isha vikatan sheyedea le mi mevarchin. Aval omru chachamim isha le tikra bitzibor mipnei kovedat zibor. So the Mechaber paskins that a katan can get an aliyah. However, the Magen Avraham says, avolios hu makra eina yochoy la tshiyavi beis Cyrus. But the Magen Avraham says that still he cannot be the Baal Kaira. He can get an aliyah, but he can't be the Baal Kaira. Says the Levush HaYisrod that when it says over here, HaKol Oilin L'minyan Shiva V'Afilu Katan, it just means that he can get an aliyah, but he cannot be the Baal Kaira. Somebody else has to lane. Frekt Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igris Moshe, Eirachayim Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Beis, then how could you possibly learn the Braisa that it means that the Katan is just getting the aliyah, but he's not laning? In the original takana of Kriyas HaTorah, the Oila himself was the one who laned from the Torah. It was only a later takana that there was a shatz that would be the Baal Kaira. Like Taisa says in Afchaf Aleph Amid Beis, Dimra Maschol Tana. But originally, of course, the Oila himself laned. And like we said before, it's even meduyuk like that, Mineyu Bey in the Braisa. Because it says, HaKoil Oila Naminyan Shiva V'Afilu Katam V'Afilu Isha, Aval Omru Chachamim Isha Laitikra Batayra V'Pnei Kaveh Tzibur. It's mashma that the woman was laning from the Torah, because if she got an aliyah, then she's the one that's laning. So how could the Levush HaYisrod say that when it says that a katan could get an aliyah, it means, but you need the Baal Kaira to lane, he can't lane? Obviously, he was the one that was laning. So if so, we're back to the question on the Magen Avraham. How could the Magen Avraham say that a katan cannot be the Baal Kirei? He could only get an aliyah. But it's muchach that a katan not only can get an aliyah, but he can also be the Baal Kirei. Says Rav Maisha, beautiful pshat. The din is that on Shabbos, you need shiva kruim. You need seven people to be called up to the Torah. And like we said, in the Ikar Takana, the shiva kruim, they themselves leaned from the Torah. So that means the oifin of how the Kriyas HaTorah has to be done is through seven people being called up to the Torah and leaning. So how does it work nowadays that we have a Baal Kirei? Zok Rav Moshe, the pshat is that the Baal Kirei is a shliach of the one who's getting the aliyah to say the Kriyas HaTorah for the Oila. And that's how it's considered, like we have Shiva Kruim. That's how it's considered, like we're having the Kriyas HaTorah from a mispar of seven people. Says Rav Moshe, since the klal is that ein koton nasa shliach, a koton can't be a shliach, so therefore he cannot be the Baal Kirei. In other words, in the Braisa, when it says that a koton could get an aliyah and he could lain, that's because in the times of Chazal, he himself lained his own aliyah. There was no shlichus going on. And like we explained before, there's no problem in the Katan being a Baal Kirei. Either according to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like he's considered a Mechuyev Bedavar, or according to the other Mahalach that we said, since the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur to hear, so the Baal Kirei is not being Maitzi them in the Kriya, he's just a Hechit Timsa to create the Kail. So there's no problem. It's only nowadays that the Baal Kirei serves as a Shliach of the one who's getting the aliyah, so then the katan can't be the Baal Kirei because ein katan nasa shliach. Next inyan. The Gemara clears a shayla. Yiboyeluhu. Maftir mahu shiyalu laminyan shiva. Can the maftir be considered part of the seven kruim? Rav Huna v'Rav Yirmiya barabo. Chad omar oyle v'chad omar einay oyle. One man domar holds that he's part of the shiva kruim, and one man domar says, no, he's separate from the shiva kruim. He's an eighth oyle. Mandomar oyle dohakari, the one that holds that he does count as part of the seven because he leaned from the Torah. Umandomar einay oyle kidu ula. Domar ula mipnei maham after banabi tzorch sheyikra b'teira tchila. What's the reason that the mafter has to lean from the Torah first? Mipnei kavei Torah, it's only because of kavod haTorah. Rashi explains, in order that the kavod of Torah and kavod of Navi should not be equal, so therefore we don't call up someone special for Navi, because that would be equating Navi to Torah. So the only way you call up somebody is only for Torah, and then once he lain from the Torah, he lains along with that Navi as well. So since you're only calling him up because of Kavod Torah, and not because it's a real Chiyuv, Rashi explains, so therefore he's not considered part of the Shiva Kruim. The question is, L'halacha, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that a mafter is Oyle L'minyan Shiva or not? On the one hand, we find that on Taniyos, by Mincha, we have three aliyahs, and the third oyle is the maftir. So you see that the maftir is oyle for the minion of the Gimel Kruim that we need on a Tainus. And yet, when it comes to Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, or Shabbos, when we have five, six, seven aliyahs, the maftir is not part of that number, but rather he's separate. So are we paskening that maftir oyle l'minyan Shiva or not? So Taisvis says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that really we paskin the mafter oyle l'minyan shiva. And that's why on a Tainus, the mafter is part of the Gimel Kruim. So why on Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos do we call up the mafter as a separate oyle? Says Rabbeinu Tam, because since the halacha is that on these days you're allowed to be maisif on the aliyahs, so why not make the mafter be a separate aliyah and be yaitzei l'divrei HaKoel? Because if the halacha is like the Manda Omar, that a mafter is not Oyle L'minyan Shiva, so we're doing very good by not counting him as part of the 5, 6, or 7. And even if the halacha is like the Manda Omar, that he is Oyle L'minyan Shiva, but we're not doing anything wrong, because you're allowed to be Maisif. So even though Me'ikar Adin, we paskin the mafter Oyle L'minyan Shiva, but if we're able to do something that satisfies both Manda Omarim, why not do that? The Hesber in Taisus could be with the Ran that says that the reason why we paskin mafter oyle l'minyan shiva is because since it's a sveka drabanon, so sveka drabanon the kula. So if you're able to get out of the suffix, says Rabbeinu Tam, by doing something that you could be yitzel the divrei hakoil, by making an eighth aliyah on Shabbos, you're not doing anything wrong, because even if the mafter really is oyla l'minyan shiva, but you're allowed to be maisif. So this way you could be yitzel l'fi kol hadeis. So why be seimech on sveka drabon on l'kula if you're able to be yitzel l'chol hadeis? And agav, you see in Taisvis that Taisvis holds that Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos all have the heter to be meisif on them. We mentioned earlier at the beginning of this year a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran b'shem Acherim if this din of meisif and aleihen is only on Shabbos when you have the maximum amount of aliyahs, or does it apply to Yom Tif and Yom Kippur as well, because since they are days that don't have bittul malacha la'am, so there's no problem in being meisif. Rashi holds that all days that have no bittul malacha la'am, like Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, all have a din of meisif and aleihen. The Ran b'shem Acherim says, no, it's only Shabbos. You see from Rabbeinu Tam that he holds like Rashi, because he's saying that the reason why on Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, we don't have the mafter being oyle, the minion of 5, 6, or 7, is because since anyway we're able to be meisif on the aliyahs, and so we can be yitzel the divrei hakoil. So you see that even on Yom Tif and Yom Kippur, you're also able to be Maisif. Next Ta'ara. The Gemara says, at the top of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, that although the minimum amount of Psukim to lane by Avtaira is 21, Kineged, the Shiva Kruim that you have laning from the Taira, and the minimum amount of each Oila laning is 3 Psukim, 3 times 7 is 21, but when there's a Turgamon that's translating the Psukim of the Navi, then even 10 Psukim is enough. Rashi says, why? Makam sheyesh torgam on shayni, sheyesh teirach letzibor, because there's a tircha for the tzibor, so therefore 10 psukim are enough. But it's not clear in Rashi why is the shir 10 psukim. The Sefer Tehillah Le'ayna wants to suggest that since the Gemara says on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis that ein peichsin miyud psukim beis hakneses, that we never lain less than 10 psukim in beis hakneses, that means on sheyni, chamishi, and Shabbos by mincha, when we have 3 aliyahs, but still, the minimum amount of psukim is 10, not 9, but 10. So therefore, the minimum amount of psukim lained by Haftira is 10. However, the Rimi Nunil and the Ran have a different pshat in the Gemara why 10 psukim is the amount that's enough when you have a Torgamon. They say an interesting pshat, that since the pasuk with the Targum is 2 times the pasuk, so 10 psukim times 2 is 20, plus they would go over the last pasuk again in the Lashon HaKodesh, and that's how you have 21. Next inyan. The Mishnah gives us a list of many things that need asara. Ein person al shma, vein oivrin lifnei ateva, vein oisin eskapeyem, etc. The Baal Amor on the Afheo Med Aleph brings a raya from this Mishnah against the Shita of the Rif over there. The Gemara over there said that Omar Rav, Megillah bizmano kair noisa afilu biyachid, shaloi bizmano ba'asara. The Rav holds that Megillah that's lained in its proper time, you can lane it even by yourself, but shaloi bizmano, like Farim that go back to Yom HaKnisa, or when Purim falls out on Shabbos and we're laning the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, so then you need 10. Ravasi Omar Bain Bismano Bain Shaloi Bismano Basara. Ravasi says whether it's Bismano or not Bismano is Basara. The sheet of the riff is that the Gemara is speaking Leikuva. When Ravasi says that both Bismana and Shaloi Bismano you need 10, it means that if you don't have 10, it's Ma'akit. So the Baal Amor asks on the riff that if so, why didn't the Gemara ask a question on Ravasi? That why wasn't Mikra Megillah listed in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is saying a bunch of things where the din of Yud, of Asara, is Ma'akiv. If the din of Asara is Ma'akiv by Megillah, so then Megillah should have been part of this list. So from the Mishnah is a Raya, not like Ravasi. Why didn't the Gemara ask that on Ravasi? It must be, says the Baal Amor, that Ravasi is only speaking the mitzvah. And that's also Rashi's sheet over there. That le mitzvah, it's roi to be mechazer to go look for asara b'nei adam to lane the Megillah. But if you can't find 10 people, avada, you can lane the Megillah B'Yachid, and you'll be Yaitze. So that's why it's not part of the list of our Mishnah where the Din Asar is Ma'akiv. Says the Ramban in Milchamis to answer up the Rif, that no, really the Rif is right, that according to Rav Asi, it's Ma'akiv if you don't have a minion. But why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? Because the Din Asara of Megillah is different than the Din Asara of the other dinim of the Mishnah. The Ramban says, Hashnuyim b'mishnah seinu kulam chayves hatzibur hein. The things mentioned in the Mishnah are all things that are chayves hatzibur. Ve'einon ela b'mchuyavim b'davar. And they only apply when the whole tzibur is mchuyav b'davar. Avo Megillah k'shem shehatzibur chayiv. Kach kol yachid v'yachid chayiv. But by Megillah, just like the tzibur is chayiv, so too every individual is chayiv. V'yachid shaloi kara. And if you have an individual that didn't lane, tzarech yud mishum persumei nisa. He's going to need 10 because of persumei nisa. Ubein sheyatzu hein oisha lo yatzu, kairin beyud lohaitzi hayachid. Whether they were yaitze or not, you lane the Megillah with 10 to be maitzi the yachid. Masha enkein mishar kol ha-mitzvahs. But this is not so by the other mitzvahs. The Ramban is telling us a very yisaitistic thing. He says, all the dina mentioned in our Mishnah are not chayves hayachid. They are not chiyuvim on the individual. They are chayves that are chal on the tzibur collectively. So in order to be chayiv, you need the whole tzibur that to be chayiv in, for example, Kriyas HaTorah. Or the Ran says, at least roiv of the tzibur. If you have a whole tzibur, a roiv of the tzibur that are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, so then they have to get together a minyan and lane. But let's say you have an individual that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, he's not chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, because it's not a chayvas hayachid, it's not a chayiv on the individual. And it wouldn't even help to gather together a group of 9 other people with him to lane the Torah, because you don't have a tzibur that's chayiv. Masha'enkein by Megillah, Megillah is a chayvas hayachid. It's a chayiv on the individual. Each and every individual is mechuyiv to lane the Megillah. Just, there's a din that the Megillah has to be read by Asara because of Persumei Nisa. So even if you have one person that didn't hear the Megillah, so he has to gather 9 other people, even if they were already Yaitze, in order that his Megillah laning should be done by Asara because of Persumei Nisa. So since the din Asara of Megillah and the din Asara of the dinim of the Mishnah are chalukim b'yisai dinam, therefore Megillah does not belong in the Mishnah. So it comes out, according to the Ramban, if let's say a person finds himself in a city where there's no minyan, and it's a day of Kriyas HaTorah, it's not the pshat that he's mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah, just he can't fulfill his chiyuv because he's an onus. He's not mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah, because it's not a chayvas hayachid, it's a chayvas hatzibur. And he's not nimtza in a place that has a tzibur. So there's no chiyuv chal on him at all. The Pri Chadosh in Simen Tav Reish Tzadi, Sif Yud Ches, asks on the Ramban that Lahalacha, the Ramban's teretz, doesn't work. Because the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah is the din of Ein Person Al Shema. Rashi, explained by the Ran, says that we're talking about a minion of people that davened b'yachidus, and now they came to shul after the tzibra already lain Shema, so they missed Kaddish, Baruch Hu. So one of them gets up and says Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the first bracha of Kriya Shema, the Ran says, "Mepnei Kedusha Sheba," because of the Kedusha that's within Yotzer HaMa'iris, which the Beis Yosef explains that the Ran holds, like the Shittas in Simen Nun Tes Sif Gimel, that Ein Yachid Omer Kedusha Sheba Yotzer, that even the Kedusha that's in the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'iris, an individual is not allowed to say it. He just says, "Einim Va'Einrim Beyira Kadosh." And Umasim Shabchim Vaimrim Baruch, but he doesn't say the whole pasuk of Kaddish 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 and the whole pasuk of Baruch Vayin Hashemim Kaimai. So now, when they have a minion together, so they're able to say the Kedusha Sheva Yaitzer. And after he finished the bracha of Yaitzer Amiris, he would go to the Tefillah Me'umad because of Kedusha that you have in the Chazar Sashatz. Now, there's a machlekes Rishonim. How many people do you need to have missed the Tefillah B'Tzibur, who already daven B'Yachidus, in order to be able to do this inyan of Parson Al Shema? Taisus brings that there are those that hold, you need 7, some say 6, some say 5, some say 3, and then Taisus says that the Talmidei Rashi said in the name of Rashi that even for one person that didn't hear, they're able to be Pyrus al Shema. And even someone that already heard Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Kedusha, he can be the one to lead this inyan of Parson al Shema. And la halacha, we paskin like Rashi Shita. Says the Prichadosh, so you see, not like the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that the reason why the Mishnah did not say Megillah is because it's a chiyuv even on the individual. That even if one person didn't hear Megillah, he has a chiyuv to gather together a minion and laying it in front of them because of Pirsumei Nisa. Masha'en came by the other things in the Mishnah, which are a chayvis hatzibur. If you only have an individual that didn't do it, he's not mechuyiv to do it. But you see, by person al shema, not like that. That even for one person that missed it, we're person al shema. You don't need the whole tzibur to be mechuyiv in it in order to do it. Yedas haramban, the chayri have to say that he holds, like those shitas brought in Taisus, that you need at least 7 or 6 people that missed in order to be person al shema. So since Roiv of the Tzibur missed Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha, so therefore we can be person al Shema. But Lahalacha, the Pri Chodesh is tining, that we hold that even for a Yachid we do it, so then the Teretz of the Ramban won't work for the Rif. So we're back to the question, Lahalacha, according to the Rif that holds that this that Ravasi said on Daf Hei, that Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalei Bizmano Ba'asara means that it's ma'akiv, so then how come the Mishnah didn't list Megillah as part of the things that need asara li'ikuva? So the answer could be like this. The Hagoy Sashri in Perek Aleph, in Simen Vav, in the Rosh, says that the Arzarua is mesupik, that this that you need asara by Megillah, do you need that they all have to be p'nei mitzvahs, like the other things mentioned in our Mishnah that need asara? Or maybe since it's only for persume nisa, so afa pisha einon b'nei mitzvahs ika persume tuva. It could be that even if you have people that are not b'nei mitzvahs, let's say you have ketanim, people that are not mechuyiv in the mitzvahs, that could be is enough for persume nisa, for the din asara of persume nisa. So according to one sad in the Arzarua, we have a teretz from the Rif. If you say that the din asara that's needed by Megillah is not the regular din asara that you need 10 b'nei chiyuva, but rather any 10 people are good enough for persume nisa, even ketanim, so then it's pashut why the Mishnah didn't list Megillah together with the other things in the Mishnah which need 10 people that are b'nei chiyuva. To summarize, the Rif Shita is that when the Gemara says on Daf Hei Amud Aleph that Ravasi says that Megillah Bein Bizmano Bein Shalei Bizmano Ba'asara means that it's Ma'akiv. And if you don't have Asara, you're not Yaitze. The Baal Amar asked that if so, why didn't the Gemara ask on Ravasi that the Megillah should have been listed over here in the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis as one of the things that need Asara Li'ikuva? Therefore, the Baal Amar says it must be that the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Aleph is only speaking the mitzvah. But b'di'evet, even if you don't have 10, it's not ma'akiv. And that's why it's different than the things in the Mishnah where 10 is ma'akiv. To answer up the Rif, the Ramban says that Megillah, even if you need 10, it's different than the other things in the Mishnah which need 10. Because the other things in the Mishnah are a chayves hatzibur. Masha'enkein Megillah is a chayves hayachid. That means by the other things in the Mishnah, you need the whole minyan to be chayiv, or at least, says the Ran, roiv of the minyan to be chayiv in that inyan. For example, Kriyas HaTorah. But if you only have an individual that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, he's not mechuyiv in Kriyas HaTorah, and it won't even help him to gather together another 9 people to hear Kriyas HaTorah, because the tzibor is not mechuyiv. So the brachas would be brachas levatala. But by Megillah, it's a chayves hayachid. So even if you have one individual that didn't hear Megillah, he has a chiyuv to gather together another 9 people and lay the Megillah in front of them because of Persume Nisa. So therefore, since Megillah is different than the other things, that's why it's not listed. The Pri Chadosh says that Lahalacha, the Teretz of the Ramban, doesn't work because the din of Person al Shema, according to Rashi, you also do, even if there's only a Yachid that didn't hear Kaddish Baruch Hu and Kedusha. So we said that according to one side in the Arzarua, that the Din Asara of Megillah does not need b'nei mitzvahs, it's just for persume nisa. So even ketanim would be sufficient for that asara. So then it's pashat why it's not listed in the Mishnah, because all the dinim of the Mishnah need 10 people that are b'nei chiyuva for oivrin lefnei ateva, for nesias kapayim, kriyas ha-toira. All these things need 10 people that are b'nei chiyuva. But Megillah doesn't need 10 people that are b'nei mitzvahs, b'nei chiyuva. Next inyan. The Mishnah gives a list of things that need asara. Ein person al shma, ve'ein oivrin lefnei ateva, ve'ein noisin es kapayim, ve'ein karen ba-toira, ve'ein maftirin ba-navi, ve'ein noisin maimudu moishav, etc. Unless you have 10 people. On that, the Gemara says, "Mino ani mili." Om Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Om Rav Yechonon, Do Amar Krav, and Nikdashti Beseich Bnei Yisrael Kol Davar Shebekedusha Lo Yehei Pachis Me'asara. And the Gemara explains that we learn out Exer Shava of Teich Teich. It says over here, "V'Nikdashti Beseich Bnei Yisrael," and it says by the story of Kairach that Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, "Hibadlu Miteicha Eda Hazois," and we learn out Eda Eda. Because it's written by the Meraglim at Masai Lo'edo Hara Hazois. So just like over there it was 10, because there were 12 Meraglim minus Yeshua and Kalev, Afkan Asara, so too when it says over here, Hibadlu Miteicha Eda, it means 10. So then we learn now, Teich Teich, back to V'Nikdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, that it means 10. And then the next Gemara says that V'Ein Oisin Maimuru Moshav Pachis Me'asara, and the Gemara says, because since they have to say, Imdu Yukarim Amoidu Shvu Yukarim Shvu, so Batzer Me'asara Lavei Rechara. So the first thing that the Gemara gave a new Hasbara for is Ein Oisin Maimuru Moshav, which sounds like everything listed until there in the Mishnah is Nichlal, what the Gemara explained at first, that it's because of Ein Dover Shebekedusha Pachis Me'asara. So that means the inyan, why you can't be person al shema, and you can't have somebody daven for the amid, and you can't do duchening, and you can't lean from the Torah, and that you can't be mafter banavi, are all because they're considered a davar shebekdusha, which can't be pachis me'asara. And this is the shita of the Bar Tanura and the Turei Evan. However, if you look in the Ran, you see that the Ran learned that only the first two things of the Mishnah, of Parson al-Shema and Oivrin Lefnei Ateva, they're considered a Dover Shebekedusha because they have Kedusha. You have the Kedusha within Yetzer Ur, and by Oivrin Lefnei Ateva, you have Kedusha. But for this, that the Ein Noisin Es Kapayim, the Ran says, it's learned out because since it says, Vayisa Arnes Yodav El Ha'om Vayivarchem, and it says, Koisivarchu Es B'nei Yisrael Omar Lohem, he says, and B'nai Yisrael Asura Mashma, because the Gemara learned out that B'niktashti B'seich B'nai Yisrael means 10. So then we learn out B'nai Yisrael to the B'nai Yisrael that it says by Duchening. So you see that Nesias Kapayim in itself is not considered a Dover Shebekdusha. It needs a new Yalfusa that it should need Asura. When it comes to Ein Kairim Ba'Torah and Ein Maftirim Ba'Novi B'Pachis Me'Asara, says the Ran, because the Takanta Drabonon, who? For Leitikun Ela B'Tzibor. Since it's a Takanas Chachamim, they were only Mesakin it B'Tzibor. So again, these things do not fit into the category of Darvisha B'Kedusha, because there's no Kedusha said, but because it's a Takanas Chachamim, the Chachamim are only Mesakin it B'Tzibor. So I think there could be a Nafkamina between the way the Bar Tanura is learning, that Kriyas HaTorah is considered a Dover Shebekdusha, and that's why it needs Asara, and the way the Ran's learning, that it's because it's a Takanas Chachamim, the Chacham are only Mesakin it B'Tzibor. In the Shailas and Shuvas, Binyan Tzion HaChadoshes from the Aruch Laner, in Simen Ches, he discusses the Shaila whether or not ladies are Chayiv in Parsha Zachar. And his son-in-law, Rav Moshe Halevi Bamberger, brings a raya from his brother Rav Simcha that ladies are potter from Parsha Zachar. What's the raya? Because the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin Omid Beis that there was a story that Rabbi Eliezer came into a Beis HaKnesses and he didn't find 10 people, so he was Meshachar his Eved in order to be Mashlim him for Asara. And the Gemara asks, "Ay, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaMeshachar Avdai Oivar Ba'asei, Shenamar Lo'ilam Bahem Ta'avaydu." So the Gemara says, "Lidvar mitzvah shayni." It was a mitzvah derabim, so for that, he was allowed to be Meshachar his Eved. The Rosh has a tzad to learn over there, that he was meshacher his eved for Parsha Zachar, which was Dairaisa, that it needs a minion midairaisa. So for that, he was meshacher his eved. Says the Rav Simcha Bamberger that if you're going to tell me that Noshim are chayiv in Parsha Zachar and Avadim are chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, so then why did Rabbi Lezer have to be Meshacher his Eved in order to be Mashlim him for a minion of Asara for Parsha Zachar? Let him remain an Eved Kenani and he'll be able to be Mitzdarif for the minion even in his Abdu state, because you have 10 people that are chayiv in Parsha Zachar. Obviously, you see that Noshim and Avadim are potter from Parsha Zachar, and that's why the only way that he was able to be mitzdarf to the minyan was only through Rabbi Eliezer being meshacher him. Says the Aruch Laner, no, it's not a raya, because since this that you need Asara for Kriyas HaTorah, because Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachis Me Asara, like it says, V'niktashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael, so therefore, it's not going to help me that an Eved is Mechuyev in Parsha Zachar, because he's still not B'nai Yisrael. A Dover Shebekdusha needs 10 B'nai Yisrael. So therefore, La'ilam, I can tell you that an Eved is Chayev in Parsha Zachar, but still Rabbi Eliezer had to be Meshacher him, because you need 10 B'nai Yisrael for a Dover Shebekdusha. So I was thinking that maybe the Pshat in Rav Simcha Bamberger's Raya is according to the Ran. That according to the Ran, the Din Asara by Kriyas HaTorah is not because it's a Dover Shebekdusha. It's because, since it's a Takonas Chachamim, the Chachamim were only misakin it B'tzibur. So then, maybe, for the Din Tzibur, it's enough that you have a Tzibur of Mechuyavim B'Dover, who says that they have to be B'nai Yisrael. If the Din Asara, Nemtzach Mikayach the Din of Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachis Me Asara, which is from V'niktashni V'seich B'nei Yisrael, so then you need 10 B'nei Yisrael. It's not enough that you have 10 Mechuyavim B'Dover. But according to the Ran, that the Takonas Chachamim was that Kriyas HaTorah has to be B'tzibur, maybe it's enough that you have a Tzibur of Mechuyavim B'Dover. So why would Rabbi Eliezer have to be Meshachar his Eved if Avadim are already Mechuyiv? It must be that Noshim are potter from Parsha Zachar, and therefore Avadim are potter from Parsha Zachar, and therefore the only way that the Eved would be able to be mitzdarif to the minyan was only through Rabbi Eliezer being meshacher his Eved. But after thinking about it, I realized that you can't say this, because the Ran is talking about a Kriyas HaTorah which is only midrabanan. It's a takonas chachamim. The chachamim were misakin it only b'tzibur. But the Rosh over there is talking about Parsha Zachar, which is midairaisa. And the Rosh says that midairaisa it needs asara. So if you're saying Midei Raisa needs Asara, Al Karchach, he can't be going with the Ran's Mahalach. He has to be going with the Bartanura's Mahalach, that the din of Kriyas HaTorah Ba'Asara is a Dei Raisa from V'niktashti V'seich Bnei Yisrael, that Kol Dover Shebekdusha Lo Yehei B'Pachis Me'Asara. That's a Dei Raisa Dikadin. Otherwise, where would the din Asara come from Midei Raisa? So Memela, the Aruch Laner, is right. That since it's Muchach in the Rosh, that the Din Asara comes from V'niktashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, so therefore you cannot prove from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer was Meshachar the Eved that Avadim are Potter from Parsha Zachar, even if Avadim would be Chayiv in Parsha Zachar, but since the reason why you need Asara is because of Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachis Me Asara from V'niktashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, so you need 10 people of B'nai Yisrael. And if you look in the Lashon of the Rosh over there, in Perek Zayin, Simen Chaf, where he says this, it's very mashma that he's working with V'niktashti B'seich B'nai Yisrael, because when he explains Mitzvah Derabim Shaini, he says, Da'olim Asei Derabim Dichsi V'niktashti B'seich B'nai Yisrael. Da'ainu Asei D'mikachin Es Hashem Ba'asara B'rabim. And then he brings his two tzadim, if the Gemara is talking about a milsa drabanan, like l'shmaya kedusha ubarchu, shaloi matzinu layikr minataira, and still it's doichad asay deyachid, or is it talking about asara, that you need midei raisa, could go in likreis parsha zachar shu minataira. But either way, it sounds like he's working with v'niktashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, the Aruch Haner's dchia on the raya is very good.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.